At its heart, telematics combines wireless communications and the global positioning system, two technologies which Motorola pioneered at the beginning.
The way Motorola promotes it in this video, it sounds logical enough. Many of the new high-end cars are already equipped with systems to get you emergency road service or to guide you through the most labyrinthine downtown. Why not make it even more useful?
Search antique dealers.
A few seconds later, the telematics system responds.
There are 6 antique dealers within 2 miles of your stated destination. I'll display directions to the nearest one.
In the scenario we just heard, the user asked the telematics system for information. This doesn't bother privacy experts nearly as much as the next big thing. Soon, telematics will give the driver information without being asked. Driving by a Taco Bell, for instance.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
And since you've indicated a taste for Mexican food, a little billboard could pop up on the car's computer screen, and the store could be alerted that a so-called preferred customer is in the area, and they might greet you with a coupon when you come in.
Welcome to Taco Bell. Can I take your order?
The telematics industry calls this P-commerce. P for positioning. Another telematics firm, ATX Technologies, says the customer is, quote, commercializing their location. In other words, you're selling your personal location information. To be fair, you'd have to agree to disclose your location, and if you're ever in trouble, like if your airbag goes off, you could get life-saving emergency help. And ATX President Steve Milstein promises the companies that know where you are won't know who you are.
They don't necessarily know who you are, nor do they necessarily care at this point in time.
Nor, he says, if you're worried about your privacy, is there a big master list somewhere of where you went?
Not today there isn't.
But who knows about the future? Police have been able to force grocery stores to tell them who bought certain products that help in cultivating pot, information gathered through the store's so-called loyalty cards. Why not telematics data? And if it turns out that what the customer wants is the added convenience of location-based marketing, they may pay for those offers and discounts with their privacy. St. Cloud State Criminal Justice Professor Barry Schreiber sees some implications.
There will be some heartwarming stories of rescue aided by the technology, but there may be some bone-chilling anecdotes by philandering spouses when opposing spouse's attorney discovers the records were available for a fee or clandestinely to explain where he was at a particular hour on a particular night.
That kind of PR would not help the industry. Motorola's Brian Gratch doesn't believe people will reveal their location if they think it'll be used like that.
I remember one man in a focus group said, you know, if I have gone to a party and I'm coming home one night and I run off the road and I hit a tree, some nights I want it to be between me and the tree and nobody else. And that is an opinion that needs to be respected and needs to be included when we develop these products.
ATX predicts that 14 million people will be signed up for telematics by the year 2003. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.